All right, here we go.
Pac-12 fans, this one's for you.
Put your hands up!
This is the Pac-12 Apostles.
Keeping it real.
And only the truth lives here. Pac-12 Apostles. Apostles.
Emergency episode of the Pac-12 Apostles. Ralph informed me it is June 30th. This is a holiday. Do you know what today is? Yes, it is a celebration. It is June 30th. Tell them what today is, Ralph.
This is Larry Scott's last day as commissioner of the Pacific 12 Conference.
Yeah, baby, we are back. We got a new commissioner. I forgot his name now.
It doesn't matter.
There's nowhere to go but up, baby. This is a celebration. And the man already has great ideas about getting the conference into the limelight in terms of new marketing deals, new partnerships, getting you to the college football playoff, emphasizing football, making money, new TV deals. We are in the black people. Here comes national championships. Book it here. Celebrate. Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm sure there's that photo of me interviewing him floating around out there where I've just got massive resting bitch face. But you know, I did have the opportunity to ask him a few questions over the years. One of which, in 2019, of like why he wouldn't advocate for the fact that, you know, his states that he governs over, as far as the Pac-12, are so much different than every other conference in the country, because at that time most of the states had actually, you know, legalized marijuana. I asked him another question at one point, I think, where he touted that it was better to have 9 teams make a bowl than to worry about whether or not any of them actually won those bowls.
Shut up.
This is almost 3 years after Pete Thamel broke the news that an untrained third party overruled a targeting call that might have put Washington State in contention for a national championship.
Like, and they've hired enough consultants to build a new city.
Right. And many of which he just happened to know prior to being the commissioner of the Pacific 12 Conference, where he was paying $8 million plus annually in rent.
And he could have bought the building for as much as they paid in rent.
He's the first commissioner in history to make more than $3 million annually. He's the first commissioner in history to make more than $4 million annually. Got to be the first commissioner in history to get a home loan from the conference and not be paying on it.
Until he was fired, essentially, and then people were so upset that then he had to pay it back.
Right. He never, ever, ever got the Pac-12 on DirecTV, even though DirecTV at one point was bought by a Pac-12 advertising partner. He never managed to get the Pac-12 on Hulu or YouTube TV. When YouTube TV came out and it was only $35 a month, it had the SEC network, the Big Ten network, every single ESPN, NBC regional sports, Fox Sports, and FS1 and FS2. It did not include the Pac-12 network. And now that YouTube TV is no longer $35 a month, but $65 a month, it still does not have the Pac-12 network at all. I can't lie. He did some decent things for the conference. In 2018, he did come out pretty strongly advocating for a newfound focus on and financial commitment to mental health issues in the Pac-12. One of the things that bothered me about that is it came too late for a guy like Robbie Robinson, who actually ended up having to spend time in prison over what was misinterpreted tweets and a mental health issue. But it wasn't terrible. Continuously throughout his tenure, they had to lay people off, which was really tough for people who had to move out to the most expensive city in the world just in order to work for Larry Scott. But I am with everything that has happened, and we could run through a massive, massive hit list of some of his failures, including not going to bat for your favorite team, the Washington Huskies, when Kirk Herbstreit told University of Washington that they should be thanking ESPN for the fact that they ever even got on their airwaves in the first place. You know, there's a million different things that we could nitpick, but mostly I'm just excited that Larry Scott is gone.
Yes, he's gone. The Wicked Witch is dead. Well, not actually dead, but celebrate George Kliakoff. Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's literally the end of the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Enjoy your holiday. George Kliakoff, we back, baby. We back.
Let's go.